educators are increasingly concerned about kids losing knowledge during the summer. As part of our Life of Learning initiative, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed looks at a program that not only helps middle and high schoolers learn during the summer, but also allows them to show off their new skills to colleges and future employers.
Behind Tech Shop in Bakery Square in East Liberty, next to the dumpsters, local artist James Jyer and his four teenage students are sitting in a circle playing hand drums. 4 days prior, these drums existed only as sketches on paper. Jyer worked with Tech Shop staff to develop the week-long Drum Makers Workshop, which he says teaches kids a wide range of skills.
You've got to learn two-dimensional design. You've got to have a concept of three-dimensional design. You have to learn a little bit of basic vector work, a little bit of basic machine tooling, and then you get to use the CNC, you get to use the laser, and you get to use your hands. And then at the end of it, you get to play music.
CNC stands for Computer Numerical Control. It's a way to automate machine tools using computer programs. Tech Shop's education coordinator, Lizzie Solomon, is explaining to the students how the machine works.
This is basically what you made on Adobe Illustrator, but it's transformed into what's called a toolpath. So this machine is using a rotating drill bit to cut through the material.
The kids in the Drum Makers Workshop are being introduced to a lot of high-tech concepts and skills, and they're going to have more to show for it than their own hand drums. As part of its City of Learning initiative, the Sprout Fund is facilitating a program that awards digital badges to the drum makers and kids in 19 other summer camps and workshops throughout Pittsburgh. Khalif Ali manages the program and says people can think of the badges like scouting badges, but instead of living on a vest or a sash, they live online in a student's virtual backpack. Ali says the badges fit into three categories.
Knowledge is really about what you know as a result of participation in the program. Skill has to do with your increased capacity to do something as a result of participation in the program. And disposition is really about what were the changes that occurred in habits of mind and behavior as a result of your participation in the program.
Tech Shop's Lizzie Solomon says the drum makers will be awarded one badge of each kind.
They get the CNC Maven, Drum Master, and then they also get Maker Mindset, which is our general badge that is basically the ability to work independently but also be a team player when you're working on your idea, not to be proprietary about any ideas you have.
Ali says the idea for digital badges began last year in Chicago, the flagship city of learning. Other cities of learning include Washington, Dallas, Los Angeles, and Columbus, Ohio.
All of these cities are saying, we recognize that learning takes place at any time and at any place, and that this learning that should be not only captured, but recognized.
Many of the badges are tech-oriented, but others recognize skills such as leadership, bicycle safety, and tree identification. Ali says it's particularly important to keep kids engaged in the summer to make sure they don't lose the knowledge they gained during the school year. But 12-year-old Rocco Lazzari says he's actually finding it easier to learn and solve problems in this kind of an environment.
It's really fun. Just like trying to like overcome like the different things that you have to do to make the drum actually work. A bunch of like math stuff, and I'm not really that good at math, so I feel like it's going to help me out.
James Jyer says for some kids, informal learning is simply more helpful than classroom learning.
And I say that as a graduate of Carnegie Mellon University, and I've always had great education, but honestly, if I'd come here at 18 and been around this kind of tools and been around these kinds of people in this kind of creative, supportive environment, that would have arguably got me further in life faster.
The pilot digital badge program ends this month, but Ali says he'd like to eventually see it as a year-round initiative, recognizing that kids can learn anywhere and everywhere, and that Pittsburgh truly is a city of learning. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.